This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Monday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. If I would just put that down there, I can see it and I don't have to try to remember it. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Second hour today, we're going to be joined by Kerry Davis from Dark Angel Medical. We're going to talk about some of the things that might happen around you that might not necessarily be included in his dark kit that still may need your attention. And this is the difference between somebody who knows first aid and somebody who knows how to go completely field expedient. That's coming up second hour. Our cousins across the pond, the Europeans. Interesting time to be over there right now. Right now, while the bureaucrats in Brussels are trying to foist more gun control on the continent, Europeans are exhibiting a newfound interest in acquiring the tools of self-defense. It's currently restricted by the EU mandate and often severe national gun controls following a series of high-profile attacks on women. They're buying up whatever means of protection they can still legally obtain. And in Britain, there are guns. In France, there are guns. Okay? In all of these countries, there are guns. It's just that they're very highly restricted. And none of them, by the way, can be carried in the interest of self-defense. However, this surge in interest in firearms and other self-defense products dates back several months, and it relates in part to the European unease surrounding the mass immigration from other parts of the world. In October, every news organization out there noted a marked increase in firearm sales in Austria. In that piece, Thomas Ortner, a spokesman for Austrian gun retailers, noted, all shotguns are sold out because you don't need to have a firearms permit to buy them. Registration courses for pistols are usually held only every 5 weeks, but now are held weekly. By all accounts, in Austria, this trend has continued in 2016, spurred on by the scene of some very anarchic violence in the German city of Cologne, although it's not happening in Russia. Now, in Cologne, just to recap, December 31st, some 1,500 men, including some newly arrived asylum seekers and many other immigrants, assembled around Cologne's train station. They were drunk and dismissive of the police. They took advantage of an overwhelmed force to sexually assault and rob hundreds of people, according to police reports, shocking Germany and stoking anxieties over absorbing refugees across Europe. As a January article in Reuters pointed out, a look at the best-selling products in the sport and leisure section of Amazon.de, which is the German Amazon, immediately following the attacks revealed brisk sales of defensive sprays. They also noted that the president of German defensive spray manufacturer DefTech told the news outlet the sales of the products had rose sevenfold in the final 3 months of last year. No news, Heath, on whether or not they knew about the Stop Attack app. On January 15th, NBC News reported that so far in 2016, over 300 people had applied to Cologne police for licenses to carry gas pistols and imitation firearms, while only 408 such licenses were granted in all of 2015. Further, the New York Post pointed out in an article titled European Stocking Up on Guns After Mass Sex Attacks, actual firearms are also in great demand. Most recently, the German state news agency Deutsche Welle noted that trend. According to the article, most customers want a pistol that can fit easily into a handbag or a small drawer in the night table. Moreover, a social media expert told the news outlet there's been an increase of at least 1,000% or more in Google search queries for gun permits since January. Now, to their credit, the rank-and-file German members of the Polizei, which is quite a police force, they appear to support the decision that many Germans are taking to arm themselves. German police union chief Rainer Wendt told Deutsche Welle that the police do not intend to obstruct citizens in their attempts to lawfully arm, and that he does not support new laws that would make it more difficult for the public to obtain self-defense products. While all this is happening, the EU wants to crack down. And they already are required to adopt a minimum threshold of gun restrictions. But on November 18th, in the wake of the terrorist shootings and bombing in Paris, the European Commission announced they were expediting previously contemplated gun control legislation. An extensive overview of their law can be found on the Library of Congress website, which it is extensive and prohibitive. They're not encouraging their people to walk around strapped, like I do on a regular basis. This is why I'm not in charge of anything. I'm not in charge of anything. These entities may also provide amendments to the proposed legislation as far as the various councils and everything else is going on out there right now at the moment. Centerpiece of the recent proposal would place semi-automatic firearms in the same category as automatic firearms, barring civilian use. Other provisions offend the privacy rights of gun owners with stricter firearm registration requirements and standard medical tests for firearm licensing. Additionally, licenses issued by member states could not be valid for a period longer than 5 years. Predictably, the gun control craze United Kingdom government, led by Tory Prime Minister David Cameron, offered their full-throated support of this, which you would think they would know better. In a December 13th press release that echoed the November 18 European Commission announcement, Cameron cited concerns over terrorism and noted, "I'm calling for a new EU-wide ban on all high-powered semi-automatic weapons." These guys should know better. Terrorism makes their home base in Europe. They have to deal with it far more than we do. They should know better. They really should, and they don't. They don't. They believe that what didn't work last time, we'll just make more of it and be happy with that. So, when you look at this, on the one hand, I feel bad for the rank-and-file citizen that may live there. And at the same time, I look at these leaders. I look at Merkel. I look at Cameron. Holland. These guys want to commit suicide. They want to commit cultural and sovereign suicide. They're so intent and so determined to not actually do anything to deal with the welfare state that they'll take anybody in the country on the off chance that they'll work and support the welfare state. That's what this has led to. Now, yeah, I'm hearing about the deportations, and they're going to have to deport all of them. They need to deport all of them. Send them back to the Middle East. That's where Sharia belongs. In the Middle East, if it belongs anywhere at all. Let them... You know, I hate to put it to you this way, but I know there's lots of people say, Bill, this is horrible. Let them kill each other. We can stand by and watch and see what happens. We will be right back.
47,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's time to do a little reminiscing. Take you back to a time when something stupid was said to you. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection.
You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Last year, I'm going to take you back to the Emmanuel AME Church shooting. Right after that, when President Barack Obama saw that he could dip his tap shoes in some more blood and decided to tap dance around in it, some of the things he said. And just so you can remember, okay, keeping in mind what I've been telling you all along about this Middle Eastern scourge in Europe right now, he said, let me be clear, at some point we as a country will have to reckon with the fact that this type of mass violence does not happen in other advanced countries. He said that as Vice President Joe Biden was standing there looking sort of, I don't know, embalmed. It doesn't happen in other places with this kind of frequency. And then with a slight pause, he didn't use the attack on the church, a gun-free zone, to call on Americans to call for stricter gun control. He said, and it is in our power to do something about it. At some point, it is going to be important for the American people to come to grips with it and for us to be able to shift how we think about the issue of gun violence collectively. Also, as Mother Jones notes, he had previously cited his inability to enact strict gun control laws as the biggest frustration of his two-term presidency. His contention, of course, we know now, that this type of mass violence does not happen in other advanced countries, stands in stark contrast to the actual recent history of other advanced countries, which explains why he felt compelled to pause and then add the mitigating words, with this kind of frequency. Truly, cursory research shows that since 2010, Obama's second year in office, mass killings have occurred in at least 10 civilized nations just in Western and Central Europe. These incidents have resulted in the deaths of about 160 people. Scores more were seriously injured. The most notorious of these European mass murders occurred in Norway in 2011. Anders Breivik, self-proclaimed anti-Muslim militant, set off a van bomb targeting government buildings in Oslo, then went to a nearby summer camp and shot 69 children to death. In January of 2015, in France, a series of terrorist attacks collectively called the Ile-de-France attacks caused the deaths of 14 people. Among the victims were several employees of the satirical newspaper, Charlie Hebdo. February 2015, a 63-year-old gunman, Zdenek Kovar, killed 9 people at a restaurant in a small town in the southeastern corner of the Czech Republic. Police described that man as mentally ill. Same month, gunman opened fire in a Copenhagen, Denmark cafe, killing 1 person. Like the incidents in France, the Copenhagen event was related to artists attempting to render images of Muhammad, Islam's prophet. In 2013, 59-year-old Lubisa Bogdanovic killed 13 people and tried to kill his wife during a shooting spree in a tiny town in Serbia. Most of the victims were the killer's family members. He killed them as they were sleeping. One victim was a 2-year-old child. Also, in 2013, Muslim radicals Michael Adibowale and Michael Adibohalaho, hacked British soldier Lee Rigby to death with meat cleavers while unarmed bystanders looked on. 2012, Matthew Trident, a resident of Cardiff, Wales, killed a mother of 3 children and injured 17 more people with his van over the course of 30 frantic minutes hitting hit-and-run targets. Trident had been diagnosed as paranoid schizophrenic prior to the murder and injury spree. Also, in 2012, 3 attacks occurred in the cities of Montauban and Toulouse in France, which resulted in the deaths of 7 people and serious injuries for 4. 3 children, all of them Jewish, were among the dead. The gunman was Mohamed Merah, 23, a Frenchman of Algerian descent. Police believe his motive was anti-Semitism. So, yes, it does actually happen in more frequency. The big difference here in the United States is when we have them happen, they're going to happen where there are no guns, which is all of Europe. For the most part, except for Switzerland, which you haven't heard of any of that happening there, have you? I haven't heard of any mass sexual groping attacks happening to women in Switzerland. Hmm. I haven't heard of anything like that happening over there in the with the Swiss, in the home of the good cocoa. Wonder why. Haven't heard of it happening here. Unless it's made up about a college coming out of Rolling Stone. But I digress. President Obama is going to lie to you about whatever it takes to get you to agree with him. And then it doesn't matter how much anybody might agree with him, because at the end of the day, it's not part of a popularity contest. It has never been part of a popularity contest. It has been, it's always going to be your civil right. You're born with it. Came to you when you started breathing the air. And that's the thing he doesn't get. That's the thing none of these guys get. I would have thought that when Mike Pitts did his little thing with the First Amendment earlier this year in South Carolina, that some of them might have sat back and said, I wonder if the people that are so down with the Second Amendment feel this way about the Second Amendment the way we do about the First when somebody threatens it, even though it was never threatened. That was meant to be an object lesson, and the pencil necks fell for that. So, coming away, we've got what? We've got less than a year now of Obama. We have less than a year of Obama. Less than 50 weeks of Obama. We got to watch him. We got to keep Congress on him. No turning back. No letting your guard down. And one thing I do want to say, my friend Sean Maloney, as an aside, this is completely different. My friend Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense is running for re-election for the NRA board. And if you are a voting member of the NRA, please vote for Sean Maloney. I think he is an outstanding board member of the NRA. Plus, that's not the only thing he does. He does a lot of stuff. He's one of these guys that doesn't have any moss on any side of him. If he's not spending time with his family, he's out there doing something for the Second Amendment, period. Whether it's being professional or in other capacities. We will be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sometimes people are so disarmed that when bad guys show up, they don't even care if you're taking their picture. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This part of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. In Ireland, which, is part of the UK. Or is it? Can't ever remember. Anyway, in Ireland, an Irish gangster was murdered in front of hundreds of people during a WBO boxing weigh-in at a Dublin, Ireland hotel by a hit squad armed with handguns, disguised as women and boxing fans and cops. The cops, the fake cops, carried AK-47s. They had no fear of being confronted by lawful concealed carriers because there are none. And little fear of encountering armed police. This happened so publicly that there's a picture of this guy, David Byrne. Right before it happened, there's a picture of the disguised cops going in the door. There's a picture of the fake woman running away with a gun from this place. I mean, they were just taking pictures. Chicka, chicka, chicka. And they didn't care. They didn't care. And they killed this guy a lot. They they made sure he was killed, according to witnesses. David Byrne, 35, was shot dead during a boxing weigh-in at the Regency Hotel in Dublin on Friday afternoon. Dramatic pictures from the scene show two gunmen dressed as police and armed with AK-47 storming the hotel. Two different suspected gunmen were also pictured fleeing the scene carrying handguns, one disguised as a woman. This picture, there was a picture of him with Byrne posing in designer clothes on a motorbike during the past few weeks, but there were other pictures of him at the boxing weigh-in that right before he was gunned down. It's thought to be one of the last known images of these guys before they opened fire, and they're talking about this picture I'm looking at right now of some what looks to be like AKM variants to me. They think this is a retaliation murder, and it's an escalation of a conflict that started with the murder of a rival gang member hiding in Spain last September. The Irish police are called the Garda, and they are concerned that the brutal public nature of the killing in front of hundreds of witnesses will trigger an all-out gang war. The Garda thinks they have identified three of the six assassins, already thanks to pictures taken by bystanders, but finding and arresting them may be a whole other issue entirely. Irish citizens may not own a handgun for self-defense, and there are no concealed carry permits in the country and less than 2,000 legally registered handguns of any kind. There are 177,000 sporting shotguns and 54,000 registered hunting rifles in Ireland, and authorities think there are another 150,000 unregistered firearms. Interesting fact, you can go to the Ace Hardware store in Ireland, if such a thing exists, and buy a suppressor over-the-counter, no questions asked, no waiting, no NFA, no nothing. You just can't own the rifle that it goes on. That's, you know, interesting little fact there. If these gangs do go into an open war, as some fear they're going to, there's little or nothing that the Irish people can do to defend themselves other than run and hide. The shooting occurred during the weigh-in of boxer Jamie Kavanaugh, and he had to run away in his Superman underwear. I'm not saying that to be funny. It escapes me how government can look at something like this where you've got a bunch of fish in a barrel, being the people of Ireland, or the people of France, or the people of Germany, and say to themselves, after they look at something like this criminal element, or the Middle Eastern refugee asylum seekers, or whatever you're looking at, when you have a clearly identified group, and you know they exist, and you know they are there, the overwhelming solution to their problem is we need to go after the law-abiding. Let's restrict the ownership of guns. Where in the EU, it's already highly restricted. How do you restrict almost none allowed? How do you make it more highly restrictive? And a quick question for you. How do you think you respond in the event of a so-called active shooter situation? Now, put aside the fact that you think you're as quick as you are, and put aside the fact that you think you're heroic, and embrace the fact that most people just haven't been trained to respond to something like that. However, having said that, let's also take into consideration what we do know in actual events, okay? What this is referring to is if you're actually there in the very center of where the active shooter erupts, what would you do? And quite honestly, because of reaction time, if you're right there, very close to that person, you're not facing really good odds because he's going to start shooting at somebody. And the average amount of death that occurs when an armed citizen intercedes is 2.5 deaths. And that's purely because of reaction time. You can't be walking around with your gun trained on everybody. So you're going to have to make a decision. This is a bad guy. I've got to draw. I've got to shoot. All that takes a little bit of time. Now, in addition to that, is you can go get trained. There's a lot of trainers like Aaron Cowan who are beginning to train people to deal with this kind of situation. This is beyond punching paper on a square range, okay? This is ammunition training or higher-end airsoft guns. This is force on force. And you put it into a drill that it develops at the speed of life, which these can be bad. Some of these things can be bad. Aaron Cowan of Sage Dynamics. He was featured on News 4 out of Jacksonville, Florida. He was given a course called the Citizen Response to an Active Shooter course. And News 4 says this. From terrorist attacks in the U.S. cities to mass shootings in offices and public places, active shooter threats are causing a legitimate concern across the country and raising the questions, should you carry a firearm? If you have one, would you know what to do? If you have a permit to carry a concealed weapon, like nearly 1.5 million people in Florida and 750,000 in Georgia, could you react until law enforcement personnel arrived? They traveled to Cartersville, Georgia, just outside of Atlanta, to participate in a course offered by weapons expert Aaron Cowan. The U.S. Army veteran and former federal officer with the Department of Defense owns Sage Dynamics and teaches proper tactics to not only law enforcement and military personnel, but also civilians who carry guns legally. Training that Cowan provides is intense, hands-on, and at times very chaotic, and shows students how owning a gun is just the beginning of protecting their families. I think the thing a student's going to get is the realization that for firearms, for self-defense with a firearm, that being able to mechanically work the gun is literally the lowest level of operation. It is the beginning. Yeah. Now, as far as the psychological parts that come into play, I don't think you have to worry about it. Myself, maybe the realization that you do have to train might be sort of difficult to get by, but you understand what I'm saying, right? Yeah. We'll be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right. Coming up next hour is going to be Kerry Davis from Dark Angel Medical. We're going to be talking about some more trauma care because I don't talk about that enough. If you're not carrying some sort of a trauma kit with you in some capacity, whether it's on your body, in your vehicle or something, but you're carrying a gun for self-defense, then you need to take into consideration that if you draw your weapon in self-defense and you start having a gunfight with somebody, that they're going to be aiming at you. They may hit you. They may hit somebody beside you, behind you, somebody that you're trying to protect, somebody you don't even know. So that's coming up next hour. Idaho Senator Mike Crapo put some legislation in there Thursday to protect Social Security recipients' gun rights, which should be the case. Senator Crapo said it is inappropriate for the Social Security Administration to make determinations about an individual's ability to buy or possess a firearm. This bill would protect the rights of Social Security beneficiaries from having their constitutional rights arbitrarily revoked. In 2013, Obama directed all federal agency executives to improve the availability of records to the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, the NICS system. It aimed to prohibit gun sales to citizens whose Social Security payments are handled by others by requiring the Social Security Administration to report them to the NICS, the same process used to prevent guns from being sold to felons, drug addicts, illegal immigrants, and others. This process is already being used by the Department of Veterans Affairs to prohibit some veterans from owning firearms. A 2013 Senate report shows the VA has reported more than 143,000 beneficiaries, including roughly 83,000 veterans, to the mental defective category of NICS. According to the Times, more than half the names on the VA list are people 80 or older and often suffering from dementia. Now, in the Social Security system, there's about 4.2 million currently that receive monthly Social Security benefits that are managed by someone else, referred to as representative payees. With the VA, it's a fiduciary with Social Security representative payees. Now, here's the thing. Now, are you asking me why I have music for a bump? Anyway, here's the thing about this. Social Security is supposed to determine, and let me tell you, I'm currently involved, not directly, but just trying to, I'm currently involved trying to just execute the Social Security system within my family. Maybe this is one of the reasons they have such a hard time trying to figure out if somebody is this or that, because they're so busy trying to remember other things too, or deal with other things as well. Social Security does not need to be concerned with NICS. Neither does the Department of Veterans Affairs. They have a mission. They have their own scope to deal with. You have the FBI, all right? You have all manner of agencies out there that look at crime. You have local, state, and federal. They can figure out whether or not somebody should be on the NICS system. You don't need to put somebody on the NICS system that probably isn't going to buy a gun anyway. If they are suffering from dementia, and here's the thing, if you can't be trusted to have a gun, you can't be trusted to walk around. It's that simple. It is that simple. These people that they're putting on these lists, while they may not be actively wanting to buy a gun, for example, they may not be actively able to hold a gun if they're that old and infirm as they're trying to make out that they are. But the thing is, once you start that list, once you start that set of criteria, what is to keep you from lowering that bar, to lowering that age, to lower, to making the criteria more expansive? What's to keep you from doing that? What if you get out there and say, well, if you've ever bounced a check, if you've ever had a bad loan, have you noticed how many things are tied to your credit score nowadays? Somebody was telling me about a job interview they went on, and they wanted to know about their credit score. And I was like, why? And I've got to ask, in this post-bubble that burst in 2008, how many people have actually had time to rebuild that credit? I mean, really? It's not like it used to be. This is a different time nowadays. And these agencies that have a job like Social Security or the VA, they should be doing their primary job well first before they get out there and start branching out, if they're going to branch out at all. Sorry. Now let me type this. To this chat member real quick. Well, gosh, now I guess I've been kicked out of the chat room too, or it's frozen or something. This is what I love about the interwebs. Interwebs is not all that in a bag of chips for me sometimes. Anytime, really. Anytime. So, some of the co-sponsoring senators on this are, they're all Republicans, by the way. All Republicans. Orrin Hatch, Dean Heller, Jim Inhofe, Jerry Moran, Pat Roberts, Dan Sullivan, Mike Enzi, Joni Ernst, Orrin Hatch, you know, regular, veritable who's who of people that would be part of supporting something like this. This is in the House. It's been introduced as H.R. 3516 by Representative Sam Johnson of Texas. It would be interesting to see if Obama vetoed this bill, if it was passed and came out of Congress and came out of committee and, set up and a final bill was signed off on and sent to him for signature. It'd be interesting to see if he vetoed this, because this would be a clear-cut indicator that he's going after everybody, which we already know. But for those that don't pay that much attention to it, for some reason, I guess it just needs to be reinforced from time to time. No word yet on if Obama wants to capitalize on the ISIS supporter who planned to attack the Detroit church. The FBI arrested a Dearborn Heights resident for his allegiance to ISIS by monitoring his Twitter account and gun purchases. This was actually a good piece of intelligence work. This is one where they actually got out there and identified a bad guy and watched him and then moved on him at the right time. Twitter announced it suspended 125,000 ISIS-related accounts over the past 6 months. It's not smart to delete them. It's smarter to monitor them. If you delete them, they'll just find another way to communicate that we don't know about, like they did during, I don't remember which one it was, but they were communicating via the Xbox system, the Microsoft system. for gaming. So letting them know that we know how they're communicating by shutting down their communications just means they're going to keep communicating. And this is the thing that I don't understand about some people, the way they've been jumping up and down about Facebook. People will find a way to communicate and sell a gun. You can do whatever you want on that one, Facebook. It will still happen. It's not going to not happen just because you do this. Abu Ryan was the guy they arrested. He said he tried to shoot up a church one day. It's one of the biggest ones in Detroit. I had it planned out. I bought a bunch of bullets. I practiced reloading and unloading. I don't know why you would practice unloading. His name is Khalil Abu Rayan, 21. He had been being watched by, he was watched by the Fed since May 2015. He was even having online conversations with an undercover FBI agent. Prior to the conversations, they had been watching his Twitter account. So it's interesting. It's interesting how some of these things come off and how the rest of them don't. All right. He's not hearing me. Coming up next, Kerry Davis from Dark Angel Medical. We'll be right back.
Education has to be boring, because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.